Mexico's energy reforms have opened up a new market for gas stations owned by private companies, but the new president of the country has opposed those changes. From KJZZ's Fronteras desk in Hermosillo, Mexico, Kendall Blust reports on the outlook for energy reform under the new Mexican administration.
A pink and blue clad gas station attendant fills a customer's tank at Rendy Chica's. It's one of a growing number of new gas station franchises cropping up in Hermosillo and across Mexico in recent years. This burgeoning market for privately owned gas stations stems from Mexico's 2013 Energy Reform Act. It opened up the state-run energy sector to private and foreign investment.
And so, you know, we've moved from being an entirely closed system to being one that is one of the most open in the world and really one of the most competitive in the world.
That's Duncan Wood, director of the Mexico Institute, a think tank out of Washington, D.C. Before the reforms, Mexico's national petroleum company, Petróleos Mexicanos, or Pemex, held a monopoly on oil exploration and production, he says.
Now we see competition on the streets of Mexico between different brands.
Among other things, that means drivers don't have to fill up their tanks at the once ubiquitous green Pemex stations. Instead, they have a growing number of options. Shell, Arco, Chevron, one of the bright orange 76 stations that opened earlier this year, or a pink and purple Rendy Chicas. It's a Mexican-owned company that's trying to set itself apart from the competition. It touts a specially formulated fuel that it claims lasts longer than other gas and a catchy radio jingle. But most famously, the company stands out by marketing that it hires mostly women as fuel attendants or despachadoras at its dozens of stations in northern Mexico.
It is an image associated with honesty, the feminine image.
Patricia Sarawi is a Rendy Chicas spokeswoman. Rendy Chicas has adopted a very different approach to draw customers. Sarawi says in Mexico, gas stations have a reputation for cheating customers, so Rendy Chicas hired more women to soften the company's image, claiming women are perceived as more trustworthy. She says it set the company apart and allowed it to thrive even as competition heats up in the Mexican fuel market.
All of that together, well, you can find it anywhere else.
But Mexico's new president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, known as AMLO, has long been a critic of the Energy Reform Act. During his recent inauguration, he said reforms have caused a drop in oil production and increased gas prices. Here's Wood again.
So I think what we're seeing is that we're seeing a closing up of the system again.
There's still a lot of uncertainty about the future of reforms under this administration, he says. AMLO's promised not to rescind existing oil contracts, but has halted new bidding auctions, Wood says. And it's likely the new government will try to shore up Pemex by increasing regulations on private investors. Wood calls that bad news for the energy sector. But AMLO supporters say it's the policies of previous leaders that have been bad for Mexico. Jacobo Mendoza is president of the Sonoran branch of AMLO's Morena party.
We have no way of gathering wealth because we've been stripped out of our goods and resources, and the final bitter pill was the sale of our petroleum and gas.
But companies like Windstar, which opened two new gas stations in Hermosillo in December, aren't too worried, says the company's general counsel, Reynold Gonzalez.
I think the need for refined products in Mexico continues to grow on a daily basis. And so our plans don't change.
He says he doesn't think AMLO is set to suddenly put the brakes on energy reforms, and his Texas-based company plans to continue aggressively investing in Mexico. Sarawi of Rendy Chicas agrees. People like having more options at the pumps, and business is booming, she says.
And the truth is, we would like to see more and more clients at Rendy Chicas.
She doesn't think anything will get in the way of that right now. Kendall Blust, KJZZ News, Hermosillo, Mexico.